855 453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us on the phones at 855 453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also join us on Skype. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm, so you are welcome to connect with us that way. In fact, I'm quickly preferring Skype. Almost every time Skype sounds killer. Like
probably, it sounds so much better.
Yeah, probably like 95% of the time it sounds killer. Every now and then somebody will have a bad microphone or something, but I think on average it's much better than phones. So feel free to connect with us that way. And we've got a lot to discuss tonight. Obviously, there's something going on in Boston and
all of Massachusetts.
Right. From what I understand, they were actually shutting down. Were they shutting down highways in Massachusetts?
I heard that Interstate 91 this afternoon was full of state troopers stopping pretty much everybody searching cars.
They're searching people's houses.
Yes.
Lots of people's houses.
Door-to-door searches, which is really creepy. And, in fact, we actually have some listeners of ours who lived in the area that they were really focusing on earlier today.
Watertown?
Watertown, Massachusetts, as I understand it.
Yeah, and that's where MIT is. And apparently there was a bomb that one of those pressure cooker bombs that mm-hmm. was found on campus and blew up on the campus of MIT last night.
Wow. Okay,
and
so
MIT is
that.
In Watertown.
Yeah, I had not even heard about that. And I guess the guy they're looking for now, they allegedly killed one of the suspects.
Yes,
The two suspects are brothers, and they killed the older one, who I believe has a wife and kids.
Okay, and the younger one is 19,
right.
If
yes.
I'm not mistaken. And they're
both Chechen.
Correct. The amount of police involved in this is absolutely insane. And what the police are doing is even more crazy, which is, of course, house-to-house searches for effectively a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, they're shutting down the entirety of the state to do a manhunt for a 19-year-old.
I'm reading news reports which say that they've lifted the lockdown and they've allowed transit to start back up. But I'm just now getting that news because this story's been developing all day.
I heard when I woke up today that they were saying that people were being they were doing these house-to-house searches, but ultimately they were consensual. And that they were asking people to not leave their homes. They were asking people to not go to work, to not drive around. They were supposedly just asking, but then later on, I heard a story about some people getting arrested. And it was really unclear as to what the circumstances surrounding their arrest was.
Well, Ian, I'm asking you, at the point of a gun, to obey what I'm saying. You're free to not comply. If you don't, you'll get arrested. But I'm just asking you, while pointing a gun at your head, is effectively what's happening.
Is it true that they've basically called in the military to try to help patrol the streets?
That sounds believable. I mean, there are certainly men in fatigues out there, and when the police start putting on fatigues and battle helmets and carrying rifles, then does it really matter if they're members of the military?
I would say not.
You know, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck.
I guess there's a point, but some people, for one thing, the military is supposedly trained differently than police. Police are supposed to, I mean, besides police's training on the war on drugs and like other situations in which they get to do raids and things, the idea at least is that the police are supposed to be trained to deal with the civilians, and then the military are supposed to be fighting terrorists, so they're taught to be desensitized to human life and to be able to kill without remorse.
Well, of course, it's worth pointing out that a lot of police officers are former military. They finish their military tour of duty and then they go get jobs with a local police force.
There's definitely a revolving door with the military and the police, so I don't see a huge difference, but to some people that is a distinction that matters.
Well, plus you've got the police becoming ever more militarized. I mean, it's not just that they're wearing camouflage. They do have machine guns. They're getting Bearcats all across the country. Over 300 of these Bearcat tanks, basically, are
300?
That's right, nationwide. The Lenco company has sold more than approximately $300,000 Bearcats, getting paid by federal grant money from the Department of Homeland Security. And I really kind of stirred up a hornet's nest today.
You do that a lot.
You know, all I did was make a post on my Facebook profile, and I guess some people really don't appreciate that.
When does that simply make a post on Facebook?
Apparently not. So I said, you know that when Liberty people are consenting to house searches, the police state has arrived and nothing will stop it. Their power lies in your fear. And I have been accused of, all manner of things today, including that I'm trying to engage in an activist penis measuring contest, that I shouldn't have said it, that it's too big a step into non-cooperation for people to try to refuse a police search, and that it was somehow criticizing in a real negative manner certain people, and you know the fact that they did that they allowed the police to search their home today and didn't put up any measurable resistance whatsoever, didn't refuse, didn't even talk, ask what would happen if they said no. They didn't do anything, just let people with guns into their home and let them search.
Now, do you know for a fact that Liberty people were allowing cops into their house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. But I didn't want to call anybody out, although the point was made, well, everybody knows everybody else, so everybody knew who you were talking about.
I have no clue who you were talking about.
The thing is that it's not like all my principles go out the door when there's a crisis. I don't all of a sudden decide... Like, I understand in times of crisis the idea of making sacrifices, but as far as the kinds of things I'm willing to sacrifice, my distance from the government is not one of them. I'm not going to let the government cozy up to me just because I'm scared.
But, Allie, there's a suspected murderer out there. I mean, shouldn't you be letting...
For one thing, if I was hiding... Okay, so... You're the murderer. You're the guy. You know, you're the suspect. Whether or not it's the suspect they have in mind or not, you're him, and you're hiding, right? You either flee and you and hide, or you hide or you stay in mm-hmm. Boston Hyde. I don't know why you would stay in Boston.
The dude's face is everywhere.
So. Right, the suspect's face.
Yeah.
And so let's say that you're hiding. What good is it going to do for the police to tell everyone else to hide? Wouldn't you prefer to blend in with everyone else in hiding, too?
Allie, you're just trying to make sense. You're trying to think logically.
I don't know how it's.
What do you mean when you say the police tell everyone else to hide?
It doesn't benefit. I don't see how telling everyone to go in their homes.
Everybody stay in their house. Don't go to work.
Don't go to work. Don't go anywhere to hide. I don't see how that makes it easier to pick out the person.
Okay, well, I could see where they were coming from there. I mean, in this authoritarian structure, their idea is, well, let's keep everybody in their homes, and then let's go house to house and check every single home and cross them off a list, and then we'll know he's not in any of those places.
What's the likely... That's probably one of the least likely places they would be.
Well, who knows where this guy is? I mean, he could be anywhere. I don't know if it's least likely at all. I mean, you never know what somebody's going to do when they're desperate and looking to get away from the police.
I would think that someone would flee in that situation, but I'm sure there's lots of dumb criminals. When I've been listening to what's going on in the news, they've been saying that the whole planting of the bombs at the end of the marathon was a very planned out thing. But then the rest of the story makes it seem like these guys didn't plan much out at all, because the story is that they went and robbed a 7-Eleven.
I heard something about
last
that.
Night. And that just seems like a weird
seems like
thing
a
to
really. Yeah, if you're planning on blowing up a marathon, why would you go and do a robbery first?
Afterwards.
Do they need to borrow some lighters or something?
Maybe
or
they needed some money to buy the pressure cooker.
855 453. But isn't one of these guys, at least one of them, a medical student?
Yeah, the younger guy.
Right. So, come on, you're a med student, you can't afford a pressure cooker. What's with the robbery? 855-453. Your comments and thoughts are certainly welcome. And one of the folks who was in the neighborhood that was being raided will be on next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033. That's 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a police state. It's official, I think, at this point, in case you have been waiting for that moment. I would say that today, the Rubicon has been crossed, or it's pretty obvious, pretty in your face.
You know, and what's really interesting is that in 1775, on this exact date, is when the first shots of the American Revolution were fired.
Wow.
Really?
The Battle of Lexington and Concord?
I'd like to point out, I don't support violence. I know you don't either. You're not suggesting that.
Right. I'm just making... a parallel.
It's very interesting.
On this date in 1775, the very first shots of the American Revolution were fired, in what is commonly called the shot heard round the world.
Right. That in happened, Concord, Massachusetts?
Yes.
Which is a suburb of Boston, basically.
Yes.
Weird.
How far away from Watertown?
I still don't get the connection, but okay.
How far away from Watertown is Concord, Massachusetts?
I can pull that up.
I'd be very curious to find that out.
Obviously, you're not saying the suspects are somehow leading a revolution, right?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just making the parallel between the tyrannical British government that was basically doing door-to-door searches and trying to take people's weapons.
The more things change,
the
more they
stay the same. What is going on now?
Yeah.
And I thought things were bad 8 years ago.
Let me get to your calls here, because I mean, we can pontificate all night about this, but I want to get to your thoughts. And I know that there are two ladies on the line who were actually there in Watertown today. So I want to get to that. But first, I want to remind you that SACL CAI is the sponsor of our phone lines. They are a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and so grateful to have them supporting this show. If you have a business and you're sick of handling accounts receivable, you should get a hold of SACL CAI. They will treat you and your customers with respect. See their banner at the top of the Free Talk Live banner column over at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones here, we've got Carolyn on the line calling from Watertown. And Carolyn, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. Glad to have you here today. In fact, we're going to bring on somebody else, I think, in a moment, who was there with you at your home in Watertown. You have been a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, and you know, we've met you a number of times here in Keene and also at the Free State Project events, the Liberty Forum, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So yeah. This really struck home for you today. What happened?
Well, it started last night, I guess. I had some friends visiting, and we went to a show in Boston. When we returned to my home, we found out that there had been a shooting at MIT, which is actually in Cambridge, which is just between Boston and Watertown. The shooting happened about an hour before we took the subway right through there, and people were getting on and off the subway. Nobody had no idea, like any idea about that had happened. That we were aware of.
It's interesting that all the lockdown stuff happens after all the scary stuff is over.
Well, I guess by the time the lockdown went into effect for Watertown, they had engaged in a shootout in Watertown, and a suspect was on the loose, who is also a suspect for the Boston Marathon bombing.
Got it.
So we were up till probably about 4 or 4:30 last night watching the news and, you know, hearing all these reports. And this morning we woke up at like 8:30 and the lockdown was in effect. And we saw some vehicles a couple houses down from mine, a bunch of police vehicles. I think.
So as soon as you woke up and looked outside, you saw the police outside?
Yeah.
Okay, continue the story.
So there wasn't a whole lot going on early in the morning. Around maybe 11 o'clock or noon, the number of vehicles started increasing. We saw two Bearcats within a couple houses of where I live, and then more and more personnel. I'm not sure if they arrived in the Bearcats or separately or how that worked out.
Were they doing a raid?
Multiple.
Yeah, well, it turns out, Allie, they were doing house-to-house searches.
There wasn't a specific house that they were looking at.
They were going into everyone's houses.
Yeah.
So raiding everyone's homes. And as we'll find out here in a little bit, from what I understand, they actually kicked people out of their homes while they were going through them. So the people who were having their homes raided were unable to actually observe the process.
That's correct, yeah.
So I want to get to the point where they came to your door here in a moment. I want to also invite other folks who might be in the area to call in at 855-450-FREE. That is, of course, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you get up in the morning, you look outside, there's police down the street. Now, you had heard about this lockdown. And when I was listening to the radio and I woke up this morning, I heard about this as well. And it was suggested that this might have been a voluntary lockdown, that they were simply requesting that people stay inside. Was there any thought amongst you or your friends to go out and investigate those claims?
I didn't really have any interest in that, walking mm-hmm. around outside. They had said that there was a lockdown on vehicles leaving Watertown or entering Watertown.
And you were in Watertown, so you knew you were trapped there.
Correct.
Okay, got it. So everyone in Watertown, how many people live in Watertown?
I don't know the answer to that, but I believe they actually extended the lockdown to include surrounding towns.
Okay.
And I heard news at some point that there were 1 million people that were covered by the lockdown.
Wow.
Isn't this supposed to be the excuse for why we need police so this kind of thing doesn't happen? And
you mean a police state?
Why does
murders?
No one murder is on the loose.
Gotcha.
And why does no one blame the police when this happens? Why is everyone like, we need to support the police, just do whatever they say, just please do whatever they say? That's all you'll hear on the news.
Well, when you say blame the police, why would you blame the police? What do you mean?
Because they're supposed to be in charge of security, and if, like, for instance, if I, you know, get anyone else that I pay for a service, if they don't do what the service is supposed to be, which is the police are supposed to be here to protect us, they're incompetent. They're completely incompetent, and no one blames them for their incompetence.
Right. Apparently, if they don't do what you're expecting them to do, they'll then come into your home and search it for the person that they failed at protecting you from.
I don't know what kind of measures a private security force would have to avoid the situation and to take care of it if it were to happen. I don't know. I'm not saying I have any suggestions for the police, even.
I think it'd be less likely, considering the U.S. In a more, you know, in a free market world would not exist and would not be over, you know, there would not be a military force going over to other countries destroying people's lives, which tends to make people kind of angry and likely to blow up some other human beings.
Do you think that's what this is about?
I'm going to speculate. I mean, that seems like a reasonable speculation. I think anything anybody says at this point is speculation.
I was talking to a Russian visitor earlier today mm-hmm. and asked him, I said, wait a second, these guys are from Chechnya, right? He said, yeah, that's what they say. I said, why would the Chechnyans bomb someplace in the U.S.? He said, because the U.S. has been helping Russia fight the Chechenian rebels.
There you go. Caroline, stand by. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you wake up in the morning, there's police coming down your street. You've been told via media that your entire town of about 32,000 people has been shut down, that you won't be able to leave, and they're coming toward your home. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you know, on Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about bitcoins. That's because they're a great way to protect yourself, in my opinion, and my opinion is worth as much as anyone else's, they're a great way to protect yourself from the ravages of the state, not just through confiscatory taxation, but also through hidden taxation like their inflation tax, which is where they create money out of thin air and then steal the value from the U.S. dollars you have. You can put those dollars into silver, you can put it into gold, and now you can put it into Bitcoin. And some of the other things out there, too. There's some other cryptocurrencies around. But if you want to get Bitcoin, I recommend BitInstant.com. You know, BitFloor just went out of business. We've talked about some of the options that are out there. I've tried three of them, three of the different, I guess, mechanisms, websites that are out there that allow you to turn cash, to some extent, into Bitcoin. The BitFloor one, there were three different ways to put money into it. One of them was through Bank of America. You would deposit into a certain account number there. Another one was through Capital One 360, and there was a third means. And then the money would go into the BitFloor account, and then at that point, you could then trade that cash in your account for Bitcoins. Well, turns out their bank decided they were going to stop doing business with them. And I would guess that maybe the federal government might have had some say in whether or not the bank decided to stop doing business, but that's total speculation on my part.
Yeah, I wonder if that FinCEN or whatever it was recently had anything to do with that.
Or maybe it was simply some federal agent calling up the bank and saying, we'd prefer you just get rid of these guys.
Bitcoin can't go out of business. The idea of going out of business is that the service providers for the BitFloor, it was no longer profitable for them to even provide that service of exchange.
Well, I don't know what the bank's reason for stopping doing business with BitFloor was, but basically it made the BitFloor guy basically decide to stop doing his business.
But it's so not Bitcoin, like Bitcoin is a company.
No. If I'm not being clear, Bitcoin is a currency and a financial transaction system, so it can't be touched. The government can't take out Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. But this is like, you know, the government taking out somebody who is doing business in a product, whatever that product is. This person was doing business with Bitcoin, so their business is out of business, but Bitcoin is alive and well.
Okay.
You can still get Bitcoin through other services, which is why I wanted to bring up BitInstant.com, because it is the fastest, easiest, and one of the longest running ways to acquire Bitcoins, and they make it possible for you to deposit cash at more than a million locations and turn it into Bitcoin. You can go out to CVS, you can go to Walmart, you can even use your own computer through services like Dwolla, for instance. So BitInstant.com, unless they took Dwolla down, it's a constantly shifting array of options, because this is like the Wild West of money. And BitInstant.com is still there, and they're still the fastest and the easiest way. BitInstant.com. We're going back to Carolyn. She is in Watertown, Massachusetts, was awakened this morning, up late last night, with the news about what was going on at MIT with a shooting, and then this morning you awoke to the police being in your neighborhood, finding out that the entirety of Watertown had been shut down, and then we heard later that apparently the whole state of Massachusetts was on so-called lockdown. The police then started coming your way, Carolyn. What happened then?
Around noon, we started seeing a number of police and military-type vehicles assembling about 2 to 3 houses down the street from me. And, you know, more and more personnel showing up over time. I think at some point there were maybe 30 people there.
There's a picture, by the way, of this on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, and it's pretty scary looking.
Yeah.
What were you thinking as you saw that happen?
Well, we were instructed to stay indoors, and of course, friends and family were all telling us to stay indoors.
And where was the instruction coming from? Was it from the media or the police directly to you?
I believe it was from the media, but the media could have been getting it from the police.
Sure.
So, you know, everyone's saying stay inside, stay away from windows, and we're thinking, you know, I want to see what's going on. So we were actually, there were 4 of us out on my balcony for probably about an hour before they even started doing the house-to-house searches. And we just saw, you know, more and more vehicles and people showing up. It was really creepy. I mean, they all had rifles and they had Bearcats and they were hiding behind them and pointing.
So just to be clear, they were pointing rifles at homes, including yours?
Yes. When it started about 2 houses down from mine, and they were doing 1 house on each side of the street at the same time. So there would be about 6 people who would go into the house. They'd get the residents or whoever was in there out first. Then about 6 guys would go in, and there would be maybe 6 to 8 outside pointing guns at each house that had people searching it.
Now, I don't know if you would have experienced this, because obviously everyone was being kept in their homes for the most part. And so, therefore, I would presume most of the homes were occupied. But there's always the chance that somebody's down south on a business trip, somebody's not around. Do you have any idea how they were handling the homes where no one answered the door?
Well, the house that I live in has 3 apartments. It's 3 separate floors, and they're all apartments. Mm-hmm. The first floor apartment is vacant. So it was locked. Nobody lives there right now.
Okay.
So they had asked us to contact, I think the third floor, the other apartment that's occupied, they'd asked those residents to contact the landlord to come over with a key, which is interesting because they're saying no one can enter or exit Watertown. Pretty much there were no cars driving around at all except for police vehicles. But the landlord lived like 2 or 3 blocks away and somehow was able to magically show up with the key. But I'm not really sure what happened with that because we didn't hear anything. The landlord showed up with the key after they had searched the second and third floors, and that we had been let back into the house.
Okay.
And
where had the police gone? Just point of clarification.
Carolyn,
point of clarification there. So they searched the 2 of the 3 floors of the home, were waiting for the landlord, but did they move on from the property at that point?
They moved on to the house next door, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when did the landlord arrive in relation to where the police were?
We had just been let back in the house, and we mm-hmm. went upstairs and went out on the balcony and saw the landlord arrive. So it was within like a minute or two of when they finished searching our house.
Okay, so then the police came back and searched the other floor?
I don't believe that they did, because we didn't hear anything.
Wow. That's just stunning hearing
all this. If we had heard anything, like, over the last couple days or whatever, mm-hmm. I guess mostly in the last day, if we had heard anything downstairs, and we said no. But it seems like if you were looking for a place to hide out, a vacant apartment would be a good place to go. So, I don't know.
So then they came to your home, and so they're coming down the street. They come to your home. You're there with how many other friends in your apartment?
It's me, my roommate, and two guests.
And one of those guests is Antigone from Sex, Lies, and Anarchy, and I believe we have her on the line here. Antigone, are you there? Do we have Antigone? Do I need to do something else? Board operator, maybe I messed that one up. Stand by, Antigone. We'll try to bring you back here in a moment. Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. So they come to your house. You're outside on the balcony. What happens then?
They were very well aware that we were there. We had been outside for about an hour on the balcony. We were all recording at some point or another. I would say at least half of the hour that we were out there, somebody was recording at some point. So they were very well aware of our presence. They were aware that we were recording. They didn't give us any problems about that. We were well aware that they were searching every house. And as they got to the one immediately next to ours, we started, you know, to realize that this was actually going to happen, for sure. So when they came to our house, we were looking at them, recording them. And one of them sort of made eye contact with me and motioned for me to come downstairs.
So they didn't even say anything to you?
Not at that point. At the front door, there was a verbal exchange.
Okay. I want to hear more about that, if you don't mind. Can you stick with us?
Sure.
And I think Antigone will be with us here in moments as well from Sex, Lies, Anarchy. We'll continue with the story from this morning in Watertown, Massachusetts. What would you do if you were in Carolyn's position? 855-450-FREE, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE, though obviously a lot of people have the Boston/Watertown situation on their minds. There's news headlines saying that the second suspect is currently pinned down in a boat somewhere in Watertown and that shots have allegedly been fired. That's all the information we have at the moment. And by the way, I'd like to correct, thanks to Syphase, I would like to correct something that was said earlier. He says that they did not rob the 7-Eleven, as was reported earlier on this program and apparently reported widely on the news today, that they were not robbing the 7-Eleven, that they were simply present during a robbery. So just to point that out. And, of course, maybe you're in Watertown. Maybe you want to share your experience with us. That's what's happening right now while we have Carolyn on the line, who is very graciously spending several segments to explain to us what the situation was like waking up in the morning with a lockdown situation, feeling as though you're unable to leave the home. But then again, you'd only really heard it from the media that you couldn't leave the home. And when they called for the landlord to come over with a key to an empty floor in the apartment building, they allowed the landlord to come over. So what level of travel restriction was really going on in Boston, and how many people actually went out to test the waters, so to speak, and to see exactly how unfree they were? Because I can see that it would feel very unfree having 30 men, as you described it, in military fatigues and you know, black police uniforms and helmets and such in one's neighborhood, toting automatic weapons and pointing them at your home. So definitely would feel like you can't go outside. But I wonder what it was like for the people who did. And if you're one of those people, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Carolyn is with us here, and I'm going to try to bring Antigone back on the line. I don't know if she was there when I called earlier. Antigone, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, great. Good to have you. Antigone is here from Sex Lies Anarchy, which is a great podcast you can find at, I believe it's sexliesanarchy.com.
It's sexliesanarchy.com. We left out
Excellent.
The and for the address.
Right. So you were there at Carolyn's apartment this morning, and she was just describing what it was like when the police came up and motioned for her to come down. Where were you at this time?
At that time, I was also on the balcony, but I was on the balcony the night before when there was the helicopter with the spotlight on a house just a few houses down from us, and they were obviously focused on that house. And there were cop cars around. A couple of guys were walking down the sidewalk. And, like, we shared a look Carolyn's roommate and myself from the balcony, and these two guys, like, kind of knowing, like, no one else is around, and we're, like, the people that are actually out here. Mm. And two cop cars approached them, and they turned around and walked the other way. I did not want to attract attention to Carolyn's roommate and I, so I didn't ask them what was said, but it was kind of obvious that they were thwarted from their course.
I see.
The message...
I said, I see. Go ahead.
The message had gone out via the media, of course, for people to stay inside. We were on a balcony. It was private property. I was going to stay out there as long as I wanted.
That's good.
But then, like, 4 a.m, everything had quieted down. The helicopter was gone. It seemed like it was over, and we would hear about it on the news the next day. It did not seem like a really heavy emergency situation. I like to sleep, so I slept in. I heard everyone else up, and I smelled bacon and tried to sleep as much as possible. And then Carolyn tells me, stuff's going on, and my first question is the Internet still up? Mm-hmm. That was my concern. And we were basically, you know, the media there because scanners were off. You know, we have, like, different apps on our phones to show us police scanners and EMS.
Scanners were off?
Yeah. The police, the emergency medical services, their scanners were off for a period of time.
Just to clarify, you mean, like, scanners that are streaming online were turned off voluntarily by the people operating those scanners?
They were turned off by the, you know, the authorities, as far as I could tell. Another one of our friends had an app to monitor those, and this little red, red thing came up saying that they had been turned off.
There's one website out there, just as an aside, there's a website out there that will allow you to list your police scanner on it. But the thing is, when you sign up to list, you have to, like, consent to this ridiculous agreement that basically, I think, essentially gives them full authority, like, that you basically are scanning with authority of the police department or whatever.
Oh.
And so I imagine the admins of that website went in on demand or did it on their own volition to shut it down, because a lot of times scanners are just hobbyists. You know, people, the scanners you can access online, like, you know, Keene has a police scanner available 24/7. And let me tell you, I'm not going to shut that police scanner down because somebody asks me to. So I think that might have been what was going on. These scanners are probably operated through one of those websites where it essentially gives the police say-so over the operation. That's pretty disturbing. So basically, you were completely cut off from information directly from the police, but were able to you know, monitor the media, which, of course, is essentially regurgitating police press releases.
Yeah, at one point, we were watching stuff last night, and the screen went black for a second, and then they started looping a video that they had already released an hour before.
Weird.
And we recognized the people. So obviously something happened that they didn't want people to see. And you could see
so
it switch.
So did they warn you in the media about them coming door to door? Was there any mention of that on the news? Or do you think they just surprised everyone who weren't going outside and seeing what was happening?
When I woke up, it was pretty clear what they were doing. And again, they were so casual. I've seen online today how, you know, these guys must be scared to death. No, that they're not. They were staging a couple of houses down, and they were using military formations and the military calls. Like, there's no difference between cops and military, you know, whatsoever. Sure, they are with tanks and everything. And then, so those guys are there doing that, you know, fancy little parade. And then, in the distance, from some of our photos, you can see them. There are guys reclining on the driveway, just hanging out, lying down, chatting, and whatever.
So not so worried about an imminent attack then, would you say, at that point?
Right. Not at all. And there was one that was he was pointing his rifle at people's houses, at wherever. I've never seen such irresponsible handling of guns before. He was wearing a backwards baseball cap. These guys are in fatigues, you know, uniforms, and he's wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Do you think they just weren't expecting to find the suspect in that area, yet we're searching the area anyway? What is, you know, you would think that if they really, you know, were looking for someone who, you know, they thought had been making bombs and had allegedly been throwing, homemade bombs at a police car earlier, you'd think that they would be a little bit more on eggshells. I know how police react when they feel like they've been threatened by a dog. I mean, you're talking about
right.
like, someone who supposedly really wants to kill cops. Why are they acting so casual?
And why did they take a break at 4 a.m. and then start up again? You know, I mean, there are lots of things that just don't make sense about it. I was there, and there was not that sense of emergency. I mean, there was with us where, like, they came and they asked Carolyn for her name and wrote that down, asked for her roommate's name. They did not ask for my name because I was already wondering what I would say as far as that was concerned. I kept quiet, and I was using my phone. I know Carolyn did not want to, like, cause anything or whatever. And I actually did flee Watertown, so...
Really?
Yeah.
You were able to leave. All right.
I'm
so
sitting on the couch at home right now.
Were you there when the cops actually went through the house?
Well, I was outside. They had us all come outside, and you know, I yelled down the stairs, "Okay, two more people coming out," you know, so they wouldn't shoot me.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Was any of this recorded?
I think I had my phone in my hand, but you can't hear them say. You can just hear me say things and, you know, call my friend by the incorrect name because I wouldn't want to give out his information either. But so I'm standing outside and then they tell me, oh, stand over there, stand further away. And so I move, and then that's when I take a picture of just a few feet away from the Nashua police Bearcat with a guy sticking out of the top of it with a rifle pointing slightly to my slightly to one side of me and another guy behind the Bearcat with his rifle pointed up too. I've been around thousands of guns at this point, being in New Hampshire, and that was the first time that I've had a gun, and it was two, pointed in my direction.
That's pretty scary stuff.
It is very scary to have a gun pointed at your direction, especially knowing that it's a cop on the other end holding it.
At what point did you end up getting out of there?
Well, my roommate, who was the other friend that was there, had to go to work, so... He said, let's go. I'm like, okay. So I made sure to get my Quick.com address out there. I, of course, had technical difficulties with Quick and ended up with video on my phone. But I sent that out there. That was the only protection we had. I'm used to my friends having guns and me feeling pretty safe in general. But, of course, we were in masks, so we were not armed. And they had set up barricades, if you will, kind of. There was just a car there, and so the stadium.
Hold on, before you go on. What time of day was this that you made the escape?
2 p.m.
Stand by, if you don't mind. I'd like to bring you both back here. Carolyn is still with us, by the way. More coming up. Hour 2, more of this story on the way. Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save-On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.